Hello. Welcome to Spiritually Fed. My name is Bree Marshall. I am a wife, mother, a runner, baker, and I am so glad you are here with me today. Here, I love to share my personal life and spiritual experiences to connect and relate with you. I am hoping that you find spiritual moments and love. Let's share our experiences together. Hello. Hi, guys. How are we doing this Wednesday? I am so glad that you are here and that you showed up. This is Bree Marshall with Spiritually Fed. If you do not know me, I am so glad you're here. And the purpose of this podcast is for me to connect with you spiritually through my experiences and also through yours. Whatever you're experiencing or gaining or wanting to leave behind, it's all here. And I'm so glad to be here with you guys today. Today we're going to be talking about I Am Here. And it's already up on my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. If you are not subscribed, go ahead and do that and get my emails. I would be so happy to share all the goodies with you guys. I also wanted to see how you guys' new year is going. Our kids are in school. Can you believe that? I mean, it's been super fun. I've been actually really excited for my son. He went back to school here in Utah, and he does wear his mask all day, but he loves it. He loves seeing his friends, and I'm so happy for him. I love doing preschool with my daughter. I forgot how much I love doing it with my son. It's been great. I'm going to keep this momentum going as long as I can. But what about you guys? Anything new? What is your thoughts on your kids doing school online or at school, whatever? But we're just going to go ahead and dive right in here. We're going to talk about, like I said, I am here. And I love this phrase because I think of it as Jesus Christ saying, I am here to me. One of the most beautiful parts of my life is knowing Jesus Christ is real and is there for me. And knowing he is there for me is joy and just music to my soul. My six-year-old, the other night, I was listening to a bunch of church talks and a lot of church music. Mostly gospel music. I really love that. And he just looked at me and he was like, Mom, can we stop playing so much church talks and music? It's making me cry. And I laughed and I was like, why? And he said, I see how much you are touched by the Spirit and you cry when you listen to them. And they also make me feel good, Mom, and that makes me cry. It was so cute. I just love that he said that. But he really was somewhat right. Like, I was listening to some pretty powerful music that moved my heart and spirit. And I was listening to church talks that were humbling my thoughts to the point where I was just in tears. Do you ever experience that? I feel like every time I do listen to those, I just am touched by the Spirit. And what can I say? When I feel the Spirit, the tears start flowing. It really is beautiful though. But when I think he was saying though is that when he sees me cry, he sees it at least once a day from me being touched by the Spirit through reading my scriptures or listening to a talk or listening to music. It just, he sees how powerful it is to me. And he asked me before, Mom, if those make you so happy, why are you crying? And it's funny because as I was crying while listening to some of it, I thought to myself, why do I cry so much when I listen to this? And really, for me, when words or impressions touch my soul, it just flows through my whole body. And sometimes I shout in rejoicing, and sometimes I cry in somber. But I wanted to share this with you guys. Like, I grew up singing. I love singing. And if I could do anything with my spare time, I would be singing in a gospel choir. I love it. My mom, she was a singer. All my sisters love to sing. We're just a big family of music. And I have always wanted to be in a gospel choir. I just love the way everybody moves, the way they look, I can't even put a pin on the words I'm trying to say, but I just love it. It seriously gives me chills whenever I listen to it. So for the past month, I started to listen to gospel choirs again, and I haven't done it in a while, and they just spark my soul. And I started listening and singing to some of it to express some of the pain I've been feeling. I've been going through some difficult thoughts that I'm trying to process right now, and the music has been just wonderful. And I think that is why I've been crying more over this music or the church talks, is because it's touching a little bit stronger to me. And I will admit, I've been feeling a little lost with my purpose and direction. And it's funny because I know my purpose and direction. I'm guided by the Spirit and my Father in Heaven daily. And they are constantly comforting me and prompting me and expressing to me what I should be doing. And I really think, you guys, it's being here with you. I want to connect with you, and I want to share these experiences so it touches your heart in a way that you can feel the Spirit and you can understand your experiences on how the Spirit is guiding you and comforting you. And I know that these thoughts I've been having about losing my direction or guidance, whatever, I know it's just me doubting myself. I mean, really. And then in the back of my head, I'm like, Brie, come on, you know, stop, just stop. And I do know, guys, I will say it again. I'm meant to be a wife. I'm meant to be a mother, a woman that just expresses my love and sorrow, joy and journey with connecting with the Spirit. And they are personally impressed upon my mind daily. It is a daily thing that I'm lucky enough to feel up my mind impressed daily on what my purpose is. And it's such a wonderful gift to receive these answers. They are enough to me at this particular time in my life. And I know the Lord is working with me daily on progressing and becoming better. And I would say that I've been fearing my future, like the unknown and how I will connect with others through the Holy Ghost. How will I connect with you? It's been a fear of mine, and I shouldn't allow that. It sounds so easy to express to you, but my thoughts have been heavy about it. I'm like, as you can tell, I am stuttering a little bit, and I'm just wanting to connect, and I need to just take a deep breath and just chill. Let's do that together. Let's take a deep breath. We can do that, right? But I know that the Spirit is comforting me through this, and I feel it. With, you know, when you feel so guided, I'm getting off track a little bit, but you know when you love something and you want to share it, and it just fills everything inside of you until you do it? That's what this is for me. When I am experiencing these spiritual moments throughout the day, I want to share them with you. So back on track here about why I'm feeling heavy with my thoughts is I feel the adversary and my negative thoughts just engulf me at times because I feel like I'm not enough. You know what I mean, right? And I'm not meant. I feel like the adversary is telling me I'm not meant to share this. You're not meant to share this wonderful part of you, these wonderful experiences at all. And I feel like that's just wrong because I totally am. I feel with every fiber in me that I'm meant to share that Jesus Christ is real. Jesus Christ is aware of you and I, and he loves us. He loves you. He is on our side, my side, your side. He is here. my day was just so powerful when my son talked with me about what I was listening to. It was so powerful. And do you want to know the thought that came to my mind while listening to this music? While giving all I could to make sure that I believed I am enough, the reason why I'm sharing this, that I'm loved. I felt the Spirit whisper saying, I am here. Hearing that was so comforting. It was so comforting to feel that extra nudge during times of uncertainty and doubt, those moments of the day. It's not always a period of time. Sometimes it could just be the moments in the day. And I want you to know that Jesus Christ is here. He is there for you through your joy and through your pain. And with me knowing He is there for me, I have more courage, more of a smile on my face, more of a purpose to share my love for Him. Take time to listen to His voice. Take time to pray for comfort and guidance. He is listening, and He wants you to listen to Him, because I guarantee you, He is saying to you, I am here. Listen to your sweet spirit. As I was putting my son to bed, he so sweetly asked me to sing this song I was listening today called I Am Here. And I'm going to put it in the show notes for you guys, but I want you to listen to it. It is amazing. He said, when I turned it on, he said, I know that when you cry over feeling the Spirit, it's because you are happy. I want you to sing that song that makes you happy, Mom. It was beautiful. And I did. I sang all of it. I actually repeated it 3 times. But I hope you guys know. I hope you find as much love and peace from knowing I am here. And knowing that the Spirit speaks to us differently and uniquely to each of us. Thank you so much for showing up today, you guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. I'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so glad that you were able to tune in. If you are wanting more content, please check out my website, spirituallyfedblog.com. Make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode and you're able to get my emails. I hope we can connect and become friends. Much love, Bree.